Today I got to talk about something that is really a life changer for me. How many of you know you need to change? How many of you know that you need to keep changing? See, I learned that, and so many of us, especially when you get into an age group that is over 50, status quo seems kind of fun. You know what I mean? Oh, it's all comfy. Everything's good. We're not worried about nothing. We don't have to worry. We don't have to do this. Forget that. I'm serious. Forget it. Amen. I'm serious. I'm telling you. These people over here, these people, you guys retired, how many years ago? Couple.
It depends on which time.
Yeah. And I really respect that because they didn't really retire, they refired. Yep. And Dory, you're the same way. You never quit. I've never seen Dory not doing anything but going after it and preaching the gospel and keeping things going. All of us, we need to know that we need to be fired up. We need to keep going. Are you with me? And so we need to change how we think. And the name of this message for the thing is, what do you think? What do you think? And there's another little question there. Do you think? and there's times when I think we're all of the above, We come into those times when we're really not thinking. But, things work. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and I'm just going to paraphrase it, and she'll maybe put it up on the screen there, if Shannon will. But it says that we are saved by grace through faith. Amen. Out of yourself. Gift of God. Amen? Right? Pretty simple stuff. That's how it works. You have to believe in your heart. You get saved by grace, which is God's unmerited favor, incredibly unmerited favor. You don't deserve it. We got that, right? But it really comes to being God's ability, God's power working in and through you. And I believe grace is the Holy Spirit. So, but it's okay. You check it out. You check it out. You explain it to me if you've got a better idea. But I believe grace is God's power working in us, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. Amen? Amen? So grace is God's Spirit. I believe that. And that's just who I am. That's what I believe. You don't have to believe everything I say. Let me tell you what. But I just ask you on some of these things that tweak you, if something I say tweaks you, you go study it out because that's God telling you. You need to find out the answer. You need to find it out. I don't need to find it out for you. I heard some great preacher say many, many years ago, one of the greats, and I don't remember which great it was. He just said, I'm not going to look the scripture up for you. You go find it. You need to be in the Word. Hello? That spoke to me. That spoke to me big time because I'm always wanting the pastor to give me the answer. Amen? We're not here to give you the answer. We're here to point you to the answer. Amen? And you have to dig it out of the Word. You got to be in the Word. We need to be in the Word. Anybody want to be in the Word? Let me tell you what, the Word of God is the only thing that's going to change you. The Word and the Spirit. The Spirit and the Word. The Word and the Spirit. Amen? That's what we need to do. That's what's going to bring us through. There's nothing else that's going to get you through. Nothing. There's no other answer. And if you're doing something, you're doing it unbiblical, you are not going to succeed. Read my lips. It won't work. It's not like it's optional. I think people think, well, let's see. Let's do this because it really doesn't matter. Really? It does matter. And it's not optional. And it's not something that you're going to just pick and choose. We need to go to the Word and think about what it says. Why? Why do we have to do that? Huh? Well, in Galatians 5 and verse 6, It says that faith works through love. What are you thinking? Hello? If you're working on stuff and you're just this person that is out to lunch, it says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith works through love. Amen?
Amen.
It's just how, that's how it works. Amen? You believe God? Guess what? Your salvation works through love. Because you were saved by grace. Right? That's what it is. And the reason that you got saved is because God loves you. That is amazing to me. That's an amazing fact. I want you to know this is simple stuff. This is not some, people say, well, you know, that's not very deep. Oh, yeah, it is. The Bible says, beat deep calls to deep, but you got to understand deep. Are you with me? This is deep. This is deep truth. Believe it or not, it's deep truth. You say, well, I heard this a lot of times. Oh, maybe you did. You got it? Is it working in your life? How many of you, your salvation is working in your life? Come on now. It's bringing you through the valley. Amen? You're not camping there. You're not living there. Our salvation's working. I love to see hands go up for that. Amen. I'm so happy. And then in Matthew 22, it says, paraphrased, Matthew 22:36-40, it's paraphrased in my deal. It says, love God and love people. You can hang all the law and the prophets on these. That's what it says. It's not something else. You love God, you love people. You lay down your life, amen, for people. Now, it is not, that doesn't mean that you get all wimpy and weird about people that are demonic. The demons don't receive love. The demonic realm doesn't receive love. And I'm telling you what, I don't think you have to even be nice to them. Speak the truth to them.
Yeah, that's right.
And your motivation, hear me now, your motivation needs to be love.
Amen.
It doesn't need to be a mean spirit. I think we need to stand in this day and age. You know that. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid to stand up to Marxism. Marxism doesn't scare me. It's just the devil raising his ugly hand. And I'll never forget what Smith Wigglesworth did one night. He was in his bed. He was sleeping. Smith, everybody heard of Smith Wigglesworth? He was a mighty man of God. If you haven't read his life story and stuff, read it. It's wonderful. But this wild man, he was a plumber. He was. But he was a God-gifted man. One night, he was laid down in bed. He was exhausted. He'd been ministering, and he laid down, and he felt somebody sit on the end of his bed. Woke up and he sat up and he looked over there like this. Oh, it's only you. It was the devil. He said, it's only you. And he went back to sleep. Come on, he did that. Amen. Everybody's running scared of the devil. Why don't you take your authority against the devil and speak to that lying Marxism demonic spirit that's trying to take over our country and break it in Jesus' name. Every time you pray for our country, pray over that spirit and break it in Jesus' name. That's what we do. We pray every Thursday night here for our nation, and we break that spirit every single time. We break it every single time. When I pray for the nation, I break that spirit of Marxism that's coming over it. That's the devil. Amen. Forget Democrats and Republicans. That went away a long time ago. I'll tell you what, we don't have that anymore. What we have now is heaven and hell. What we have now is good and evil. Amen? That's what's going on here. So we got to stand for this stuff. And I'm not saying, but our motivation is love. I still believe some of these poor morons that got into the woke culture, which is demonic, are going to come to Jesus. Are you with me? Amen. They're going to come to Jesus. They're going to go, oh my gosh, I need to wake up. They don't need to be woke. They need to be they need to wake up and come to the awakening. Amen. And know and speak and know in Jesus' name that this is real. Don't be afraid to hide it. Don't hide it. Don't be afraid and don't hide it is what I was trying to say, but I couldn't get it out. Are you saying it? You know, am I saying it to the place where you can stand for what you believe? Yesterday we went to a big restaurant down in town, and I'm not going to advertise for them, but it was my granddaughter's birthday, and we were all down there, and it was so nice. The mask mandate has been lifted. In at Christmas time, they told us that we had to go. It's a big buffet, you know, a big Italian deal. I guess I can say that. It's Cincetti's, you know. And my grandkids like that place. So, but they were having 500 people a day go through there, but they said, you have to wear your mask at Christmas time. And my grandkids wanted to go to it then. And I said, well, I don't want to go. I'm not going to put my mask on, go get my food, take my mask off. It's like, what? I'm just not. But it was so nice yesterday. The greeters come to you. How you doing? No mask. I go, wow, that's a real person. Wasn't it cool? I love it, man. It was just so cool. It was fun, wasn't it, Amy? We had a good time. Amen. But I'm just glad. But you know what? I just don't do that. I just never could do it. It's not me. It's not what I do. I'm not saying I never wore a mask, but I'm telling you what. All they're doing is trying to train you to do what they say. That's what it is. They're just trying to train you to do what they say, and I'm not going to do it. Sorry, I'm not. This is what I believe right here. Well, I obey.
Amen.
I don't obey God in my own strength either. I do it in His obedience. Jesus obeys for you. Amen? We obey the word. And if it's against the word, don't go there. I hope I'm saying something here today. God is love, and He works by love. The other night in our Thursday night class, I think it was Sharon, said something like, well, yes, but He's also a just God. And He is. Don't think that He's not. None of us that preach unconditional love are saying that God is not a just God. He is not. But I want you to know something. If you're in the body of Christ, you've already been judged. You have been judged righteous.
That's right.
Your sin will not be put against you. It will not be imputed to you. You will not pay for your sin. Read my lips. You will not. That is not what a just God is all about. The just God is all about that Jesus did it for me. Amen. Now, the other point on that, though, is those people that don't believe Jesus, those people that are the Antichrist spirit, look out. I mean, we're not saying that. Yeah. But right now, even now, God has not raised His hand against them yet. Did you hear what I said, yet? I'm just telling you something today that I believe, and I believe that Jesus is coming back for the church. I do believe that, and I know, man, I've been in every class. My pastor told me that he was pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, and pan-trib, and you know, mostly pan-trib. It's all going to pan out in the end. And you know what? We can prove all three in the Bible, and you can. And that's why my pastor that raised me up believed in ranks in the resurrection. He believes that people are going to go different times. I never could see that. I don't see that. I'm not telling you that's the way it is. Just the way he was. That's what he saw. And he said it. He said, I'm not telling you this is the way it is. It's telling you this is the way I see it. Listen, let's be honest with each other. We don't get all that. We don't. But I get this. Jesus is coming back for His people. That 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that the dead in Christ shall rise first. We'll get our glorified bodies. Amen. That's what happens there. You're to be absent from the bodies to be present with the Lord. You're not dead in a grave. You're present with the Lord in the Spirit. Amen. People always worry about that. want just dead in a grave, just turn into dust until he comes back? No, that's when you're going to get your glorified body. And we're going to know who you are. We're going to know each other. You're going to be all-knowing. You'll know everything you need to know. It's going to be awesome. Amen? It's going to be a blessing. Praise the name of Jesus. How did I get over there? I don't know. But God is good. But listen, guys, we are always thinking. God is love. He works by love. Think about it. I've been thinking about thinking. Proverbs 23:7, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen. So, how do we think? We think by stopping and meditating. Or we meditate while we're not stopped. We're always thinking. But what are you thinking about? What's wrong? So easy to think about what's wrong. Show me the scripture where it says, think about what's wrong. Anybody have one? Come on now. What's wrong, scripture? Come on, let's think about what's wrong and it'll help us. Let me tell you what, man. I can go there so easy because I don't like it when people are put down. I don't like it when they're stealing our freedom. I don't like all this stuff at all. It's wrong and it's messed up. But you know what? If I just keep thinking on it, what do I become? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You'll become like them. That's what happens. Amen. I keep trying to tell all the young people, you become like who you hang around. I choose to hang around Jesus. That's who I think about. Amen. I choose to hang around good people. Amen. I minister to anybody. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't go to the bars. I do. I do. I don't hang out in bars. Don't get me wrong. I do church in a bar. Amen. With me? Well, I minister to anybody, but you don't hang around them. You're not here to hang around those people. You're here to be an example to them and show them the way. Amen? We got to rise up to that. We got to rise up to that. When? Today. Today's the day of salvation. Our feelings come from our thoughts. If we change our feelings by love thinking, we can change our own behavior and help change the world. You think about how much God loves you? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We did some stuff in our men's group yesterday about that. And Jim brought us a little thing to do. And we were just listing our strengths and our weaknesses. You know, amen. But I'll tell you what, man. If you're strong towards love, you're going to make it. You will make it. Most, you ever notice this, and man, I really have a pet peeve right now about what they're teaching us in our higher education arena. But most secular institutions, and even a lot of Christian ones, teach people what to think instead of teaching people how to think. And see, you don't need to learn on what to think. You need to learn on how to think. You need to learn what to meditate on, amen? You need to learn how to think. And you know what? If you think by love, it will change your life. And the answer is right here in the Word. You can't teach what you don't know. Why do you think that some college is going to give you that? No. There was a day when they did. There was a day when they brought the Bible into it. Amen. It's gone. Only the Bible has the answer to our thinking. And this, you know, you guys know Philippians 4:8. Amen. Think on these things that are true. These things are noble. These things are just. These things are pure. These things are lovely. These things are of good report. These things are virtuous, and these things that are praiseworthy. Amen. So as we go into those things, you think on what's true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Everything godly, here's some truth for you. Everything godly works by love. Everything good works by love. Now that doesn't mean that the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time to fight. There is a time to fight, and we will fight for our freedom. We will fight to protect. We were talking about that with the guys yesterday. Again, we will fight for our families. We'll fight for our wives. Amen. There's a time for that, but it's not in your home. You don't have anything to fight about. If you're fighting in your home, get delivered. Amen. And come for prayer. We'll pray over you. Don't fight there. Let me tell you what, you are sinking your own ship. You're drilling a hole in your hole. You're drilling a hole in your hole if you're fighting at home. If you have strife and division there, everything works by love. Your family works by love. Amen? Noble means, get this is pretty cool, well-born. Well-born, I was meditating on that. Now, what does it mean to be well-born? It means that Jesus born a woman so that you could be, Sam, you said it, born again. Amen? Isn't that cool? We're well-born. We're born of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That's what our born-again experience was. Well-born. Isn't that cool? I just love that. I was just rejoicing. Well, I said, I'm well-born. So cool. I am well-born. I'm a blue blood, man. Amen. I'm one of the kings, baby. I'm a king's kid. Amen. You're a prophet, priest, and king yourself. Now, that is not to lord it over people. But it is to lead the world. Are you with me? And then noble also means excellent. Think on what's well-born. You're well-born. That's something good to think on. And I was thinking on, I was rejoicing, man. I was having fun. I was having me a party. and then having, thinking on what's excellent. What's excellent? Wow. All the things that Jesus has done for us. Everything he's done for you. That his love is excellent. Wow. He loves me because I've done a lot of good things for him. No? That's not it? No. He doesn't. He loves you because he is love. He is love. He doesn't do anything but love you. Amen? He paid a way. He paved the way for you and for me. Amen? And then think on these things that are just. It means righteous. Just. These things that are right. Hello? Sometimes as grace people, we think, well, we don't have to do what's right. Yeah, you do. But you don't do what's right by your own power. You do what's right by grace, by his power. Are you with me? Don't strive to do right. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. If you strive to do right, you'll do wrong. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody. But it's true. The harder I tried to be good, the worse I got. Oh, wretch. Paul said, why do I do the things that I don't want to do? And why do I do the things, or not do the things that I do want to do? Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? And that's at the end of Romans 7. Then, boom, he goes into Romans 8 and shows you how to do it. Amen? You got to surrender to Jesus. Come on now. Come on. Don't try to be right. Receive it. Is that cool? Man, that gets me fired up. Oh, I like this one. Pure. Meditate on what's pure. It means no defilement. Ooh. Quit thinking all bad things. Quit bringing that swill from the earth, from the world's way of thinking into your home, into your thought life, into your mind, your will, your emotions. And it means not contaminated. I love it. Say this with me. Say, I'm not contaminated. Isn't that cool? We're pure. You ever meditate on that? You're pure. You are pure. That's so cool. Lovely. I got to get through this. I got 2 minutes to leave. Lovely means pleasing and agreeable. Think on that. Think on you being pleasing and agreeable. What are you agreeable to? Evil? That's where Christians go off the deep end with all this stuff that's happening in the political realm. They think we have to be pleasing and agreeable to the wretched Marxism that's trying to come down our throat. We do not. You do not have to be pleasing and agreeable to that. You meditate on pleasing and agreeable and you being that, and you'll stand for righteousness. And you have to vote. You have to call your senators. You have to do all this stuff. You have to go to the Tea Party meeting. Tuesday night, what time?
5:30
over at the barn, at Ron Lewis's barn on Highway 73 and North Turkey Creek. Right there at the cemetery. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And there's a church right there on the corner.
Yep.
Go to it. We got to do our stuff. See, that's where we're going to fight. You're not going to fight. And we're not telling anybody to be a jerk. Please don't think I'm saying that. You don't be a jerk. You just stand. No, I'm not going to do that. No, yes, we are going to have church at Mount High.
Yes, yes.
Not because any government tells me to, but because God tells me to.
Amen.
Pleasing and agreeable. Good report. What is good report, for pity's sake? How hard is that one? It means good news. Think on the good news. Good news, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the good news of the gospel. That is the gospel. Think on that. Think on that. He died. He buried. He was buried, and he buried your sin with him. Amen. And he left it all there, and God raised him from the dead to give you eternal life. That's a good deal. Amen. And then virtue means moral excellence. You mean your morals should be excellent? Think? You start thinking on that? Just meditate on these. That's Philippians 4:8. Just go there. Meditate on each one. Ding, 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 ding. It'll change your life. And then praiseworthy. You know what that means? To give it condemnation. Condemnation. Commendation. And then bring it to high value. That cool or what? Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe today that I'm changing my thinking right now. I believe today that I'm saved because I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross, that he buried my sin, that he rose from the dead, he brought me from the dead so that I could be alive. Saved. I'm delivered. I'm set free from the law of sin and death. I'm blessed to be a blessing. I love people. I love God. And I believe that I will meditate on your goodness. Amen. The crowd goes wild. Yay!